Are you excited about the IndyCar series coming to Milwaukee?
I am. I'm glad it's back. I was thinking at State Fair when we were parking on the track to go in, like how cool it is that where we were parking, the Indy cars are going to be back with the biggest names in racing.
I know. Well, guess what? There are some lucky kids who are not only going to see the race, they're going to get to meet some of the teams involved. And joining us is Julie Granger. She is the president of Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. And Julie, tell us a little bit about this partnership between Junior Achievement and IndyCar. I mean, it just sounds so exciting.
It is. And I have to say, I looked ahead at the forecast, all this talk of the heat that's with us today. Next weekend looks absolutely perfect if the temperatures hold. So looking forward to a great day with some great weather, let's hope, right?
How did you end up collaborating?
Yeah, so this is really the mastermind of one of Junior Achievement's longtime and dedicated supporters, Jim Fuchs, who's a successful longtime businessman here in Milwaukee. And Jim is an avid race car fan, and he's a driver himself. And this partnership is really a way for Jim to bring together his two passions, education and race car driving. And he really wants to pass that on to the next generation and foster kids who are interested in racing for the future, right? We got to keep the fan base going.
You know, what I find interesting is somehow, I guess Jim and you and IndyCar has convinced the Penske team to meet with some of these kids. And I mean, the Penske team, that is one of the biggest names in racing.
Yes, it is going to be an incredible opportunity for these 100 students and their families. So in between races, they're going to have the qualifying round one and round two starting around 1:45 on Saturday. That's when our event is. The students are going to be divided up into groups who are able to then tour the paddock, learn all about the different careers behind racing, and meet some of the drivers as well. So it's a really exciting opportunity. And for us, the real connection to JA is all about career readiness. That's one of our critical pathways that we work to provide for kids. And, you know, we're always searching for ways to make learning come to life and make these experiences unique, because that's what really sticks with kids and opens their eyes to the wide variety of possibilities that are out there, right? Kids cannot be what they can't see.
We're talking with Julie Granger. She's president of Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. And Julie, how do experiences like this help kids to envision their future and their careers?
Yeah, I think in so many fields, we only see the final product, right? And it's so true for events like this as well. But it takes a whole team of experts in all different areas to make it work. And during the tour, students are going to be introduced to some of the jobs that are essential to racing, from mechanics and engineers to marketing, logistics. And they're going to be able to see that no matter what their interests are, those interests and strengths and talents can be applied to such a wide variety of careers, careers they might not ever have imagined before. And they're going to get a chance to get up close and personal with these folks, ask some questions, and just really get that peek under the hood, so to speak.
I just think it's so exciting. Now, you had mentioned Jim Fuchs, and he, of course, is the donor behind this event. But how important is community and corporate support to Junior Achievement?
Yeah, community and corporate support partnerships are critical to everything we do. JA receives no government funding, and individual and corporate donors make everything we do possible. Last year, Junior Achievement, which is a statewide organization, was able to serve 120,000 students. And that doesn't just happen. That happens as a direct result of dedicated supporters, both financial and volunteers. It takes an army of volunteers to deliver the kind of educational programs that we do, 7,000 of them throughout the last year, who really bring their own life and career experiences to the JA students from kindergarten all the way through high school and beyond. We're just starting to work with college students as well.
Now, as you look ahead, what do you see in terms of other events that could help to shape the future of Junior Achievement Wisconsin?
Yeah, we're always trying to think outside the box and outside the classroom. And so what can we provide that reinforces hands-on learning? Because we know that when students do versus just listening, That's what really resonates and can make a difference. And an event like this, where they're going to be able to meet race car drivers, experience the whole day, that's an opportunity and an experience that's going to stick with them for the rest of their lives. So always looking for opportunities like that. And then, you know, every day we work to bring careers to life through things like our career fairs, bringing career speakers into schools, and bringing students into businesses through job shadow opportunities as well.
We're going to have to get one of those students next Sunday after the event to share their experience, because I think it's so exciting for them. And what a wonderful opportunity.
That will be fabulous. Yep. We are so excited and looking forward to next weekend.
Finally, Julie, if anybody wants to learn more about Junior Achievement Wisconsin, how can they do it?
You bet. It is wisconsin.ja.org. There you can find all the information about the programs that we do, volunteering. We are always looking for volunteers, and of course, ways to donate to the organization.
Julie Granger, president of Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.